A foreign correspondent for the ABC has sadly been shot in the Philippines. His name is Adam Harvey, a well-known journalist for the ABC. He's been hit in the neck by a stray bullet while working inside a compound in the city of Marawi in the Philippines. Now, this is a city which has been besieged by Islamic State terrorists, with ISIL fighters keeping 1,500 civilians trapped as the military tries to rescue them. Adam Harvey is okay, but this is a clear sign of how dangerous things are right now in the Philippines. On the line, Claire Harvey, Adam Harvey's sister. Claire is also a journalist with the Sunday Telegraph. Claire Harvey, good afternoon.
Hi, Ben.
How's your brother?
He's okay. He's talking, and he's spoken on the phone to my mother and to his wife, and he's been texting with me. It's pretty hard to get a decent phone line out of Marawi, but he seems to be okay. He was actually, we thought it was shrapnel to begin with, but it actually turns out to have been a bullet that got him in the neck. And we think he's going to have surgery. That there's some suggestion that the bullet is still in his neck, so he'll have to go and have surgery, which hopefully means he'll be leaving the war zone.
Do we know what was happening at the time when he was shot?
He was watching the Philippine military try and take back parts of Marawi from Islamic State. I don't know exactly what was going on, but in recent days he's been covering they've been doing bombardment with fighter jets. There've been helicopters, drones, and there's fighting. It's just a sort of street fight, for hand to hand combat in the streets of Marawi. So. Just a couple of nights ago, he did a live cross on the news where he said that they were close enough to not just hear the explosions that were going on, but also feel the ground shaking. So that was across a river from the part of Marawi that is held by Islamic State.
Look, I've noticed some photos of him online over the last few days where he's wearing a helmet and a bulletproof vest, but that's good to protect your chest and to protect your head, but no good if a bullet hits you in the neck.
Yeah, I feel a bit guilty, Ben. I've been giving him a bit of a stick about the slightly ridiculous looking helmet and vest, but now I'm thank God he was wearing it, because it looks like this bullet has got him in the gap between his the bottom of his helmet and the top of his vest. So
what will happen now as far as the operation to remove the bullet? Where will that happen?
Well, I'm hoping it will happen in Singapore. As someone who's been to spend a bit of time in Southeast Asia, personally, if I was going to have surgery in Southeast Asia, I'd like it to be in Singapore. But I suppose Manila will be the closest place with a big hospital. So, so I'm not quite sure where the ABC will take him. I think they're trying to organise that now. But I'm hoping for Singapore.
Okay, good on you, Claire. Thanks for your time this afternoon. We hope he's okay.
Thank you.
Claire Harvey, who's a well-known newspaper journalist, and Adam Harvey comes from a media family. His father was the late, great Peter Harvey, famous for his 9 news reports from Parliament House, Canberra. So let's hope that Adam Harvey is okay.